So what on earth is Project 2025, and why has it become such a political football?
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, biblical scholar and cultural commentator Dr. Michael Brown, your voice for moral sanity and spiritual clarity. Call 866-34-TRUTH to get on The Line of Fire. And now, here's your host, Dr. Michael Brown.
Project 2025. What is it? 922-page document from the Heritage Foundation. Is this Trump's Christian nationalist blueprint to take over America and take away your rights? Is this something that the radical right has come up with that Trump has nothing to do with? Is it just some abstract concept out there we need not wonder about? Is it true? Some newscasters say that in the last week, there were more searches for Project 2025 than for the name Taylor Swift. This is Michael Brown, and you are listening to The Line of Fire. I'm going to open the phone lines for anything on earth you want to talk to me about. It can be what's happening in politics, what's happening in culture, or just Bible theology questions if I have time to shift subjects. So phone lines are open to weigh in on any topic you like. 866-348-7884. 866-34-TRUTH. I don't think you're going to be hearing thunder in the background, but there is a lot of thunder right now, right outside of our office. So it's nice and cozy inside here. I can hear the thunder. I don't know if you will, but if you are and it's not thundering where you are, it's our thunder that you are hearing. By the way, we'd love to send you our thunder every single month in the form of our frontline newsletter. It is digital, it is edifying, it is encouraging, it is life-giving. From the testimonies to the Hebrew word study to the main message, I believe you'll be blessed. You'll look forward to getting this, and it's a free digital publication, beautifully formatted by our graphics team. Go to thelineoffire.org. If you're not getting this, thelineoffire.org and click subscribe. I was going to tell you to click donate. No, click subscribe and you'll get it absolutely free. Click donate if you like, but click subscribe, thelineoffire.org. We'd love to get this out to you. Also, for those listening on radio, especially on our Truth Radio Network, North Carolina and beyond, many of you have been listening since 2007. Think of that. 2008, I'm sorry, we started. So 16 years now, 5 days a week. If you ever miss a broadcast, or if you just want to catch it in another format, you can go to our website and watch. Just click and you could listen or watch on our website, thelineoffire.org, or our YouTube channel, The Line of Fire. You can watch there. Or on Facebook, Dr. Michael Brown on Facebook, or if you have the Ask Dr. Brown or the Line of Fire app. So all these different ways you can listen to the show, you can watch. If you ever miss a show, just go to the app or go to our YouTube channel and you can listen or watch right there. All right, so a few weeks ago, a colleague sent me a question about Project 2025. It was the first I've heard about it. Now I'm hearing about it day and night. And Vice President Kamala Harris, immediately after being endorsed to take the place of the presidential race for Joe Biden, this is one of the first statements she put out. And I quote, "My intention is to earn and win this nomination. I will do everything in my power to unite the Democratic Party and unite our nation to defeat Donald Trump and his extreme project 2025 agenda." All right. I have a whole article on this. I'm going to be quoting from the article. So it's on thelineoffire.org, thelineoffire.org. It's extensive. It's with links to all the quotes. Donald Trump has distanced himself from this completely. Listen to what he said at a rally this past weekend about Project 2025.
"And you know, the other side's going around trying to make me sound extreme, like I'm an extremist. I'm not. I'm a person with great common sense. I'm not an extremist at all. Like some on the right, severe right, came up with this Project 25, and I don't even know. I mean, some of them I know who they are, but they're very, very conservative, just like you have. They're sort of the opposite of the radical left, okay? You have the radical left, and you have the radical right, and they come up with this I don't know what the hell it is. It's Project 25. He's involved in Project. And then they read some of the things, and they are extreme. I mean, they're seriously extreme. But I don't know anything about it. I don't want to know anything about it. But what they do is misinformation and disinformation.
That's pretty clear. I thought, wait a second, this is Heritage Foundation. Heritage Foundation played a key role in Trump's policies from 2016 to 2020. And in fact, 2022, President Trump spoke, he keynoted a dinner for Heritage Foundation. This is one of the most respected conservative think tanks in America, with highly influential people in it, gave him recommendations for Supreme Court appointees and things like that. So in 2022, speaking at a dinner, keynoting this dinner for Heritage Foundation, look at what he said back then. This is 2022.
Our country is going to hell. The critical job of institutions such as Heritage is to lay the groundwork, and Heritage does such an incredible job at that. This is a great group, and they're going to lay the groundwork and detail plans for exactly what our movement will do and what your movement will do when the American people give us a colossal mandate to save America. And that's coming. That's coming.
All right. Now, the very clip I played, it says he's talking about Project 2025. What I've read elsewhere is, no, they didn't even start working on it until 2023. He's just talking in general what Heritage Foundation has done. But July 5th, Trump posted this. I have no idea who is behind it. I disagree with some of the things that they're saying, and some of the things they're saying are absolutely ridiculous and abysmal. And he says, I don't know what the H it is, Project 25. He calls it Project 25 instead of Project 2025. I don't know anything about it. I don't want to know anything about it. So what is going on with this? So the strategy is clear. And I'm going to get into an overview of Project 2025. But here's the deal. It's 922 pages long. That's number one. Number two, it is full of detail. Many, many different contributors. Full of detail about massive changes for the federal government, departments that need to be overhauled, removed, all areas in which I have zero expertise. Zero expertise. I could give you more commentary on Chinese linguistics than I could on some of these things in the White House and the government and all this. So I cannot tell you about the contents of Project 2025 other than a few summaries. I can tell you what's happening politically. All right. What's happening politically is that this is being called apocalyptic. This is being called extreme. This is being called an absolute threat to freedom of religion and freedom of conscience in America. It is being painted as a right-wing extremist Christian nationalist takeover, and that this is Trump's agenda. That's how it's being presented. So you've got to vote against Trump to keep out Project 2025, which is why Trump said, I got nothing to do with this. Absolutely nothing to do with it. It's the severe right, the radical right. I've got nothing to do with it. So right now, it is nothing more than a political football. Right now, it's being bounced about by both sides. And what's fascinating is President Trump has consistently said, I have nothing to do with this. I don't endorse it. I don't agree with it. I mean, what I know that's in it, I don't like. And the rest, I don't even know what's in it. I don't want to know what's in it. And yet, his opponents are attributing this to him. Now, look, that's politics, right? That's politics. That people are going to say something about you that's totally false, and they keep saying it, and a lot of people are going to believe it and vote accordingly. Like the lie that Trump said that they're at Charlottesville, that there are some very fine people among the neo-Nazis. No, that's exactly not what he was saying. And it's been explicit, and he made it clear the very same statement he made the very same day that's been rebutted over and over and over. And finally, right before the last presidential debate, the momentous presidential debate that effectively knocked Biden out of the race, that during that time, in the weeks leading up to it, finally all these fact-check organizations said, no, Trump never said it. Trump never said it. He said there were fine people there that had an issue with the Confederate statue coming down. And then you had these really bad people, these neo-Nazis, these really bad people over here. And they need to be, they should be condemned. These white supremacists, they should be condemned. Nonetheless, that lie is continually told. So that's why Donald Trump is obviously so dramatically distancing himself from Project 2025, because it is being painted in the most radical terms by the left, and then it is being associated with Trump. You know what it reminds me of? And you got this fear-mongering on all sides, right? On all sides. Don't both sides say that our democracy is at stake? Don't you hear that from both sides? If Trump's elected, our democracy is at stake. If now Harris is elected, our democracy is at stake. You hear it on both sides. I remember years back, this few decades back, when President Clinton was running, I forget if it was his first or second term, and I was preaching, I think it was in Louisiana, if I remember. But I was preaching and staying in a hotel, and normally I wouldn't put the TV on at all, just when I'm out ministering, things like that. And I just had a break. I thought, you know, I'm just flipping it on for a minute. And there was an ad that came on, a political ad that came on. And it's a house burning down. You understand, an elderly couple lives in the house. The house is burning down, and it burns. And the fire department never shows up. Why? Because the Republicans got elected. The Republicans got elected, as a result of which they cut essential funding to groups like the fire department, because of which, if you're an elderly person and you call the fire department with a Republican candidate that won instead of Bill Clinton and the Democrats, that your house is going to burn down because the fire department won't get there in time. Thinking, what a fear-mongering ad. But I'm sure the Republicans had their fear-mongering ads. So right now, Project 2025 is this political football. You're going to hear about it day and night. You're going to hear Vice President Harris and others constantly accusing Donald Trump and the radical 2025 document. And it is and Trump just calls it Project 25. It doesn't even refer to it properly. It's Project 2025, meaning if Trump is reelected, then starting 2025, when he starts his term in January, then this will be the plan to implement. He's saying, I had nothing to do with this. This is the radical right. Stuff in the document is severe. And it's going to be thrown at him. So he's going to continue to push himself away from it. That is what is happening. It is a political football. So we're going to talk a little bit more about what's being said on both sides. Just an overview, just an AI chatbot overview of some of the content in it. A few comments from that, and then we move on. I am not going to be doing a lot of politically related commentary because that's not my specialty. When I can weigh in with spiritual insights to help us understand something, I'll do it. Phone lines are open. 866-34-TRUTH. Have you heard about Project 25? Let me know.
I'm Paul Burnett, a board-certified doctor of holistic health, and I want to take this opportunity to talk to you about the importance of healthy blood flow and how it's enhanced by a miracle molecule known as nitric oxide. You see, blood vessels release nitric oxide, which increases blood flow, known as something called vasodilation. At Trivita, we take blood flow seriously for our members, and we've developed a nitric oxide plus supplement that has been formulated with natural ingredients designed to maximize nitric oxide production in our blood vessels, which increases blood flow. You may be wondering why you don't have as much energy as you used to. One study that I came across revealed that by the age of 40, we only produce about 50% of the nitric oxide production as compared to our 20s. And by the age of 70, the study showed that we're only producing about 15 to 25%. I have good news. As we age, there's another way for our body to increase nitric oxide production, and that's by converting nitrates in vegetables like beetroot into nitric oxide. Bottom line, with more nitric oxide, we stimulate more blood flow to our vital organs and we experience more energy while supporting healthy blood pressure. Trivita's Nitric Oxide Plus has been formulated to increase nitric oxide production and blood flow at every age.
To place your order for products to support your wellness goals, call 1-800-771-5584 or online at Trivita.com. As a Trivita introductory offer, use promo code BROWN25 and receive a 25% discount on the products of your choice. Call 1-800-771-5584. 800-771-5584. May you live with greater wellness.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on The Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Line of Fire. Shout out of appreciation to our co-sponsor, Trivita. Yeah, nitric oxide, MyoHealth. I mix them together, have them every single day, sometimes twice if I do a heavy workout either before or after that, otherwise the beginning of the day. So, yeah, it's part of my daily routine as well. 866-348-7884. Yesterday, I talked about the need for us not to get agitated in our spirit about the latest political news, because it's been wild and it's going to stay wild, and then leading right up to the elections. And look what happened after the last election 4 years ago. The drama only intensified and increased afterwards, and coming to January 6th. And so rather than getting all agitated and worked up, let's step back, let's worship God, let's be politically involved and politically informed. But above all, let's pray for God's will to be done, and let's keep our own spirits pure and not, what's that? Oh, the poll. It can happen. So as I'm encouraging every one of you and seeing people responding, I was appreciating comments that were coming in of people saying, yes, thank you. I need to hear that. Thank you for the reminder. Thank you for the reminder. I was telling some of my team today, I find it so easy to just get pulled in. Let's look at this headline. What about? So I'm preaching to myself as well. Let us do our best to step back, not get all worked up. We see a lie posted, falsehood. Let's just pray, God, may your truth triumph. Your will be done in the elections. Your will be done in the elections. Now, let me give you a little bit more about Project 2025. When I asked ChatGPT, what is Project 2025? Thinking that AI could do a good job of just summarizing information. Project 2025 is a strategic initiative by the Heritage Foundation aimed at preparing a conservative agenda for the next Republican administration in the United States. The project focuses on policy planning, personnel training, and creating a comprehensive blueprint to implement conservative policies across various sectors of the government. So key components are, one, policy development, crafting detailed policy recommendations in areas such as economy, healthcare, education, national security. Two, personnel training, identifying and training a pool of conservative professionals to staff the federal government. Three, implementation blueprint, developing a step-by-step guide for enacting these policies effectively once the Republican administration takes office. The project seeks to ensure that the next Republican administration is well prepared to implement its agenda swiftly and efficiently, leveraging a network of trained individuals and well-defined policy plans. And it gets into more detail, but frankly, these are not areas where I have expertise, and you can get this information anywhere. You don't need me to just read more of it to you. But there are sweeping aspects to it, removing whole segments of the current government that are just seen to be not working and not helpful and just part of government bloat and Washington bloat, and simplifying and bringing in other people to do other things and moving out those that have just been long-term DC appointees but are not really working with the agenda of the president at the moment, depending on who that president might be. Again, all these things are outside of my area of expertise or interest. So I download it. the entire 922-page document just to look at it, look at the table of contents, and glanced at a few things. I did some word searches. I searched for the word Christian, which occurs seven times in the document. That's it. And sometimes dealing with persecuted Christians in other parts of the world, and twice speaking of Judeo-Christian. It mentions Israel a number of times, reinforces strong stance for Israel. Of course, has a strong pro-life stance and would opt for a federal amendment prohibiting abortion. If I'm 99% sure that that's the way it's stated there. It mentions Trump 322 times because it keeps referencing the Trump administration, meaning the past one. So it is very administrative. Those of you who are administrators, those of you who have kind of the engineering, architectural, administrative type of mentality, this would be like a treasure trove of information. Those are into the inner workings of the government. But for me, it's like, okay, if I needed something to help me fall asleep, probably about a half a page would do it from the document. But here's what's being said about it, okay? So Trump distancing himself, I got nothing to do with this. July 15th, Paul Krugman, New York Times, wrote an article titled, Don't Lose Sight of Project 2025. That's the real Trump. So this is what the left or outlets like the New York Times are saying. Trump's saying, I got nothing to do with this, but this is really who he is. He writes, for anyone new to this, Project 2025 is a blueprint by and for some of Trump's close allies put together by the Heritage Foundation to ensure that if Trump wins in November, MAGA will hit the ground running. USA Today, Rachel Barber, writing on July 5th, said this, the detailed plan to dismantle and reconstruct the government laid out by conservative groups known as the 2025 Presidential Transition Project has critics up in arms over its, quote, apocalyptic and authoritarian nature. Indeed, some Jewish leaders have warned that it represents an extreme form of Christian nationalism and that at its root, it is an undermining of American religious freedom. Writing on Axios, Jacob Knutson writes, at least 140 former Trump administration officials contributed to Project 2025, CNN reports. Yet he notes, Trump has consistently disavowed the project. His campaign has pointed to his own policy plan, Agenda 47, and the official Republican Party platform as his agenda if he wins in November. And the article continues, yes, but the foundation boasted that the GOP presidential nominee carried out roughly two-thirds of its 2015 recommendations within a year of taking office the first time. I said Trump occurs 322 times. It's 312 times, according to my article here. So on the one hand, these political pundits are saying, no, this is Trump. This is the agenda he's going to implement. Trump, on his part, saying, I got nothing to do with this. On the other hand, he did rely a lot on Heritage Foundation. So this is from the Heritage Foundation website. It says, in 2016, as a candidate, Donald Trump drew his list of potential Supreme Court nominees from Heritage recommendations. Many of his policy recommendations were drawn from our Mandate for Leadership series of policy guides. After his November election, Heritage continued to provide guidance on policy and personnel, and several dozen staff worked directly with the transition team. Then, 2018, the Heritage Foundation says, analysis completed by the Heritage Foundation determined that 64% of the policy's prescriptions in Heritage's Mandate for Leadership series were included in Trump's budget, implemented through regulatory guidance or under consideration for action in accordance with Heritage's original proposals. So here's what's interesting. You now have Trump not just saying, I got nothing to do with Project 25, as he calls it. I don't even know what's in it. What I do know what's in it is bad, extreme, radical right. I don't want anything to do with it. But he even puts Heritage Foundation in that category now of being radical right. So is this simply him being a political pragmatist? He's going to throw them completely under the bus, even though they had a great impact on his previous administration. And as I said, are highly respected as a think tank in Washington, D.C.? Or is he then going to be elected and say, hey, I like these ideas, let's implement them. What's actually going on? We don't know. So Megan Basham, conservative, posted, Project 2025 is good, actually. And it would be nice if the GOP would have the sense not to burn the people who actually have a plan for restoring constitutional norms. So what is then the Trump strategy? Why might he have to change his strategy, according to John Zmirak, my colleague over at The Stream? I'm going to tell you what Zmirak thinks on the other side of the break. It's really interesting. But for me, there's one big takeaway, and I'm going to give it to you on the other side of the break. Forget everything else I said. If it's confusing or it's back and forth, I'm going to give you one big takeaway on the other side of the break, and then we'll switch gears. Phone lines are open. Now's a good time to call. 866-348-7884. Hey friends, Michael Brown here. My delight to serve as your voice for moral sanity and spiritual clarity. We are living in such urgent times today, friends, that all of us are in the line of fire. There's a target on your back. There's a target on my back. If you simply seek to live by biblical values or just conservative moral values, you could be canceled. You could be cast out. You could be put down. You could be silenced. I'm here to say, friends, that I am not about to be silenced, and I don't believe you are either. It is time for us to stand up. It is time for us to say enough is enough. It is time for us to push back in Jesus' name. Not fighting the way the world fights. No, overcoming evil with good, overcoming hatred with love, overcoming the flesh with the power of the Spirit, overcoming lies with truth. And that's what we're here to do on the Line of Fire broadcast. And friends, it's not just a broadcast. It is a movement of people around the world, God's people standing up, saying enough is enough and saying, Lord, here we are. Send us, use us. I want to urge you today to join our support team because we are on the front lines together and we are literally touching people around the world, in America, in the nations, in Israel. And together with your help, we're going to amplify this voice and spread this movement around the globe. So I encourage you, go right now to thelineoffire.org, thelineoffire.org. Click donate monthly support, thelineoffire.org. Click donate monthly support. When you do, you become a torchbearer. We immediately send you two great life-changing books. We immediately give you access to many classes I've taught. Others have to pay to take those. You get them for free. Exclusive video audio content, a new audio message every month, an insider prayer newsletter, 15% discount on our online bookstore, so much more. Join our support team today. Go to thelineoffire.org. Donate monthly.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on The Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome back to the Line of Fire. Friends, it's true. We're fighting our war with different weapons. We're fighting from a different perspective with a different purpose. We do not war the way the world wars. Oh, during a war in terms of a physical war, yes, we use physical weapons against physical enemies. Yes, that's true. Yes, a policeman pulls out a physical gun to stop an assailant. Yes, that's true. Yes, we cast physical votes in the voting booth. Terms of we show up and we cast our vote. We do all of that. But in terms of our ultimate battle, it is a spiritual battle, not a physical battle. And we are not going to win the war that we are after, the war of changing the hearts and minds of people through the power of the gospel and seeing the kingdom of God extended. We're not going to do that by protests, shouting down the streets and burning buildings. We're not going to do it by force or intimidation. We're going to do it not by taking life, but by giving our lives to change the lives of others through the gospel of Jesus and through biblical values and through showing that God has a better way. And to whatever extent I can help you keep your focus where it belongs, that will be a winning formula if we can do that. So let me get back to this statement made by my colleague John Zmirak. It's a really interesting observation. So here's what he basically has to say, and then I'll read the exact quote. John is a Catholic conservative and a very sharp-penned writer. Being caustic flows quite naturally out of John. Sharp, caustic, clear. And John basically said this: as long as it was Trump versus Biden, and in Trump's mind, it looked like a very, very clear victory, and polling pointed to a very, very clear victory, and that could be the major reason that pressure was put on President Biden to drop out. Hey, there's no way you can win. We need to try somebody else. Otherwise, we're going to have a massive loss come November, not just in presidential race, but down through the congressional races and things like that. So the mentality would be, and this is John Zmirak's point, that as long as Trump thinks it's him versus Biden, where else are Christian conservatives going to go? They're not going to go to RFK. They're not just going to throw away a vote to some party that can't win. So RFK Jr. So where are they going to go? They're going to go to Trump. So he can trash the radical right or Heritage Foundation, wherever he can trash that. Doesn't matter because he's got our vote anyway, right? But now that there may be more of a challenge from Kamala Harris, that Trump may have to think differently and speak differently. So here's what John Zmirak wrote. And again, all the quotes I've read to you, they're in my article, which is right on our website, thelineoffire.org. And if you say it's hard to keep up with all the articles, don't worry. When you sign up for our newsletter, our frontline newsletter, once a week, you'll also get an update from latest articles, latest videos. This way you won't miss anything. And then if you follow us on Facebook or on X, formerly Twitter, we post links to every new article that goes up too. So this is a way that you'll not miss anything. But Zmirak says this: because Trump knows we're terrified of the Antifa, BLM, open borders, pro-Hamas left, Trump has been treating us on the Christian right like we're some terrified white-collar prison inmate who's desperate for protection from the MS-13 predators in the next cell block. Quite a vivid image John paints, isn't it? Now that might have to change with Harris replacing Biden, since Trump will need to run on the actual issues. If that happens, he might well win a genuine mandate. And once he was in office, real conservatives and Christians would share part of that mandate instead of shining his shoes and begging for cigarettes during our stint in the exercise yard. Typical Zmirak prose, sharp and clear. So he's saying, now that there may be more of an actual battle, Trump can't just take the Christian right for granted and is going to have to actually campaign on things that are important to us instead of just trying to be more centrist on different things or distance himself from groups that he's always respected in the past, like Heritage Foundation. So here's my big takeaway. Are you ready? Here's my big takeaway. I'm going to massively simplify things. Donald Trump may still be your candidate of choice. That's not my issue. That's not my point. And if you feel he's the best candidate to vote for, I'm not trying to discourage you from it in the least, not in the least. And it could well be the vote that I cast. We shall see. I have to really pray and reflect in terms of what I believe is best. Under no circumstances could I vote for a Democratic candidate. I would not see a reason to vote for RFK Jr. So I'm just asking the Lord how he wants me to vote, because there are many things I'm factoring in here. All right. So I'm not saying this to discourage you. If you're a Trump supporter, Trump voter, if you think the world of him, hey, you go ahead and vote. I'm not discouraging that in the least. I'm just saying the whole idea of him being some kind of political savior for the religious right, or this man who deeply shares our values and our convictions and our concerns and is willing to fight for them. That myth has to go. That myth has to go. If you are a strong pro-life Christian, Donald Trump does not share your strong pro-life views. Some of them, but many he doesn't. Okay, just accept that. Now, the Democrat Party is radical pro-abortion. I militantly stand against it. And from my perspective, I could not follow Jesus and vote Democrat at the same time. Speaking for me, I couldn't do it. You said, who are you to judge me? I'm not judging you. I said, speaking for me, I couldn't do it. Simply on the issue of abortion and the radical stand they have, just on principle. Forget even how things work out day by day. Just in principle, I couldn't do it. Just like in the days of slavery, if there's a pro-slavery party, in principle, and they said slavery is good and fine and should be available for all, and it's part of our American fabric, I could not vote for them, period. There'd be blood on my hands in that regard, in my mind. The same with abortion, in my mind. That being said, don't have illusions about Trump. If he could say the Heritage Foundation, whose policies and suggestions he implemented in many ways during his presidency, which is why his name occurs so much in the document, in the Project 2025 document. If he thought as highly as he did of them to speak what he did at their banquet in 2022, and he's now distancing himself from them, then he doesn't share many of the values that you would affirm in that document, which would be values of Christian conservatives. So just don't have any illusions about it. Go ahead and vote for him, but just as president, not as political savior, not as the champion of the religious right. Just vote for him as political candidate you think is the better of the two or three or four, whoever candidates there are. You feel is the best choice for Cornell West, whoever else is running, and that's who you're going to vote for. So be it. Great. Go ahead and cast your vote. But don't have any illusions. Don't have any misconceptions. Don't make him into somebody that he is not. Is he a fighter? Yes. Is he as strong-willed as anybody you're going to find? Yes. Is he willing to keep, does he love America? Yes. Hey, I was talking to Nancy today. We both believe that President Biden loves America and former President Trump loves America. We both believe that both of them do. But they have different visions for the country. And I'm sure what they do also, as human beings, also has to do with ego. But that's part of, welcome to the human race. Welcome to, how are you going to run to say, I am the best person in the country to lead the nation? I, out of 350 million Americans, I am the best person qualified. So out of, eliminate those that are too young or can't serve for other reasons. That out of the 100, 200 plus million, I am the best qualified person on the planet. How are you going to do that without having some kind of ego involved? And how are you going to be a human being with crowds praising you and loving you and speaking well of you and speech after speech after speech magnifying you? How are you going to be a human being and not have a little pride? That's everybody. That could happen to a pastor preaching and people are saying amen. You know, that could happen to a school teacher. The kid says, that was a great lesson. It can happen to anybody. Your hair looks nice today. Everybody has an ego, all right? But let us not have illusions. Please, 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 let us not exalt human beings to godlike status. I said this yesterday. I'm saying it today. And Trump's trashing of Heritage Foundation and Project 2025 is just a reminder of the fact that at his core, convictionally, he does not share some values very, very precious and real and deep to the Christian right. He still is going to be the preferred candidate for the vast majority of the Christian right for understandable reasons. I get it. I'm not arguing with that. I'm not arguing with that in the least. Not at all. Not at all. Why are you hating on Trump? I'm not hating on Trump. Go ahead and vote for him. Go for it. That's not my point. My point is, please, please, he's making things clear. When he says he would not support a federal ban of abortion, then he's making things clear. You say, yeah, but he's pragmatic. It would work. Okay, fair enough. He's pragmatic. Get it. It's unpopular to campaign on that because he could lose votes. I get it. I understand it. But there'd be other candidates who'd be so strongly pro-life that even if it would hurt their campaign, they'd say, I believe it's right. Just like you wouldn't say, well, let the states decide about slavery. Let the states decide about segregation. No, segregation's sinful. Slavery was abominable. You get rid of them. You don't say let the states decide. You say no more, no more. President Trump said, no, I don't want to do that with abortion. Let the states decide. That's the way it should be. And the states, and when Florida passed the abortion ban and set the number of weeks, Trump said that was extreme. Okay, so I'm not mad at him. I'm not even disappointed because I don't look at him as having deeply Christian core values based on hours spent in the word and prayer. I'm appreciative of stands he's taken. I'm appreciative of so many good things he did and the justices he appointed and standing with Israel and implementing some of the peace plans that he did and fighting for religious freedoms and lots of stuff I appreciate, which is why I voted for him twice. I'm just saying he's making it easy for us now. Go ahead and vote for him, but don't look at him as the political savior. Don't look at him as a deeply Christian, bearing, it's written on his heart, the truths of the word of God. That's not who he is. I pray and hope he will be one day. So he may be your candidate of choice. Great, fine. I'm not arguing against that for the thousandth time. But don't mistake who he really is. And now his attitude towards Project 2025 makes it really easy. So you may vote for him, but don't look to him as a political savior or the savior of the Christian right. Fair enough? I'm going to go to your calls on the other side of the break.
Trivita customers are saying.
Dr. Bruno, can't wait to tell you that those supplements are absolutely amazing. My strength has gone up at least 15 pounds in everything I do. I mean, I can curl, like I'll usually do curls with arms. You know, I'll do 40 to 45. I was doing 60-pound curls 10 times in each arm. And then yesterday, I did a back workout, and I was doing weight that I haven't done since my 20s. And I usually ride my bike to the gym. It's about a 10, 12-minute bike ride. And then on the way back, after I've done my weight training, you know, I ride back, but I'm huffing and puffing. And I rode my bike there and back, and I had so much energy. I'm telling you, the combination of the nitric oxide with the MyoHealth is just amazing. I can't believe how much strength I have right now. I mean, I'm just really excited about it.
Trivita wants you to experience wellness too. Do something good for your heart and cardiovascular system. Learn how to get 25% off Nitric Oxide Plus. Call 800-811-9628 or go to Trivita.com. Use promo code BROWN25 in the shopping cart to receive 25% off your first order, and Trivita will give a substantial portion of your order to help support the Line of Fire radio broadcast. Call 800-811-9628 or go to Trivita.com. Use promo code BROWN25 in the shopping cart. Get 25% off Nitric Oxide Plus. Call 800-811-9628. 800-811-9628.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get on The Line of Fire by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks for joining us on The Line of Fire, 866-34-TRUTH. Let us go to Vicky in Winston-Salem. Welcome to The Line of Fire.
Hi, I have a couple of comments to make. I just, some of the comments you make in reference to the former president, you make comments as if you know him intimately. And maybe he just didn't respond to the Heritage 2025 because he doesn't know all about it. We don't know how it was presented to him. We don't know whether his advisors have presented it to him in such a manner. And furthermore,
can I just ask you one question?
Let me finish my statement.
But I have a question
for
you.
Let me just finish. Let me finish my statement.
Okay.
When Obama was running and they asked him about the homosexual agenda, he said it was above his pay grade. Okay. But then during his presidency, he had an epiphany, so to speak. So let's not think that everyone who is supporting Trump think he is God, because that's the way you're coming across. And it is making me sick.
But
and
Vicky,
I listen to you a lot.
But you're misunderstanding
this
me then,
really
Vicky.
Is making me sick.
Okay. Well, would you like me to explain where the misunderstanding is?
Yes.
Okay. Great. And if I'm doing something wrong, I'll fix it. Number one, Trump has always spoken very, very highly of Heritage Foundation. Okay. Why does he now refer to them as the radical right? Why is he doing that? He knows who they are. He knows who they are. And he says what he's seen in Project 2025 is abysmal, it's radical right, it's severe, it's bad. He said that. Why is he saying that?
That's something you have to ask him. And number one, how do you know how it was presented to him?
But he knows who Heritage Foundation is.
That's all I want to know.
We don't.
I know he knows.
Why is he trashing them?
How is, by saying they're the radical right? Is that
severe?
Trashing?
Yes, severe, extreme.
How
I want nothing
trashing?
To do with them. Okay.
Did he say he did not want anything to do with them? Or
okay, let's get you the
did
actual
he
quotes.
Say he did not want anything to do with 2025 as it was presented to him.
Number one, he didn't say as it was presented. He said what's in it is severe and bad. And he said you got the radical left and the radical right. And he distanced himself from it. Why is he doing that?
It's probably political. And I said probably.
Right. So that's what I'm saying too.
It's political.
That's what makes sense. It's probably political because he's being accused of supporting it. And they're characterizing it. The left is characterizing it as the worst thing that ever happened. So he said, hey, I got nothing to do with this. It's
okay,
political.
So then
that's
why
as best
don't,
as I.
Okay, so why don't we do this? If the radical left is politicizing it and saying this, why don't we take a good look at it and unpack it?
Okay, fine. Some are going to do that.
Because that's what I've challenged the individuals on my Facebook page. I said, do you know anything about it? Because I don't, but I download it, and I'm going to take my time to read it,
right,
to educate myself on it so I can discuss it.
But we're missing each other, and I want to understand something because you listen a lot and you're upset with me today, so I want to find out why, okay? I want to find out why. I have...
Because I hear basically nothing positive from you in reference to this, to Trump. I basically hear nothing positive.
Okay. How many times have I said...
He doesn't have to be perfect for us to vote for him.
I voted for him twice, and I must have said 20 times in the last 10 minutes, if he's your candidate of choice, go for it, and I may well vote for him myself. I couldn't vote Democrat. I'm not going to vote RFK Jr., okay? But I said probably 20 times in 10 minutes, if he's your man, vote for him. I get it. I understand it. By all means, do it. But don't think that he's somebody that he isn't. That's all I'm saying. if he can so quickly trash Heritage Foundation and some of the contents of Project 2025, okay, so don't picture him as being this champion of the Christian right with his deeply held biblical convictions, but if he's your man, vote for him. Great. So what would you like me to say?
I just don't understand how you're making those blanket statements about individuals who may vote for him.
Well, I know personally, I know many who looked at him as the champion of the religious right. Only Trump could save America. I heard that from Christians. Only Trump can save America. God has raised up Trump for these very reasons. And I knew many Christians, including ministers of the gospel, who made political errors, who prophesied falsely, because they got caught up in the political spirit. So all I'm saying is vote, but just don't exalt. Here, we know that President Obama lied about the homosexual issue. Why? Because he had previously, in writing, said that he supported changing marriage to two men or two women. He had previously said it answering a survey when he was a congressman in Chicago. And David Axelrod, who's political advisor, yes, said it was expedient for him to say in 2008 that marriage was the union of a man and woman, but he came out with his true views once he was in office in leading up to 2012. But so politicians do that. I understand that. I said I believe Trump loves America. I believe Biden loves America, but they have very different visions for the nation. So what would you like me to say, though? What would you like me to say about Trump?
I do not believe Biden loves America or anybody within that administration when they have what the policies that they have tried to force on our children, on the unborn, the regulations they have placed on the industry. They're trying to destroy America. Let's talk about that.
I said, in my view, if you vote Democrat, you have blood on your hands. You have the blood of the unborn on your hands. That's what I said, in my view. Is that strong enough? It's I almost feel like unless I say Donald Trump is the greatest guy ever.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is if you're going to be neutral to one, or it seems I've been listening to you and Trump is the one that you take apart.
Here's the deal.
So you're like,
No. You got to understand things. First, I've hardly said anything. It's just recently now, since the assassination attempt and President Biden stepping down from running again, I've said a few things. Otherwise, I've had almost no political announcements and no political articles for months, and I've been enjoying not talking about it. But number one, I am militantly pro-life and have slammed the Democratic Party in the strongest possible terms because of that. And I've just got to put you on hold. You can hear me, but I'm getting the constant feedback that folks are hearing as I'm speaking. So I'll put you back on in a moment. Number one, I categorically oppose the Democrat Party and said, in my view, if you're a follower of Jesus and you vote Democrat, you have blood on your hands. That's the first thing, okay? All right, we just lost Vicky there, but I'll keep speaking. Second thing, I have militantly opposed LGBTQ plus activism for 20 years, 20 years, including constant articles and broadcasts about transgender extremism while caring for individuals who struggle or who are same-sex attracted. That's the Democrat Party right there. So I don't need to nuance anything. However, because the vast majority of those listening are Trump voters and supporters, and I voted for him twice. What more can he get than the vote? If you're a politician, that's what you want, is the vote. Okay, I mean, you obviously give money and stuff, but that's what they want, is the vote at the end of the day. So because I voted for him twice, and because I see this fervor where Christians start to act like animals in support of him, where Christians are tearing each other apart, where Christians are getting carnal with their political attacks on others, and where Christians are exalting him to this savior anointed status, only he can save America. Yeah, I'm going to warn about that because that's in my camp. I'm a Trump voter. That's in my camp of other Trump voters. So that's why I'm saying go ahead and vote for him, but don't glorify him. Don't magnify him into some godlike status. To do that is to make a mistake. So, again, I don't know what else to say. If I said if he's your man, I understand for the vast majority he's going to be the candidate of choice. Great. And after prior, I may end up voting for himself. But I guarantee you I cannot vote Democrat. I militantly oppose so much of the Democrat agenda. And so much more trust Trump stands for Israel than Biden stands. And Vice President Harris has been kind of the bad cop when it comes to Israel. Said positive things on a certain end, but has been the bad cop with some of the more extreme anti-Israel statements recently. That greatly concerns me if she was in the White House. So I'm clear on those things. But I'm not going to sit here and praise Donald Trump or present him as the savior of the religious right. And if you say, I never looked at him like that, great, wonderful. If the shoe doesn't fit, don't wear it. But if it does wear it, come on, let's do better. We blew it in 2020. In terms of adoration of Trump and false prophecies over Trump and taking on Trump's worst personality characteristics. And this is as someone who voted for him, okay? We blew it. Let's do better in 2024. I hope we could all say amen to that. Can't resist.